You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jorge Rabasso on the line, and he is an insurance optimization specialist and also founder over at the Jorge Rabasso Financial Protection Company. Jorge, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you, and you are doing the right thing for all of us with this with your radio. So thank you so much. Thank you.
So one of the other titles you have, and this is the subject of today's episode, so happy to have you back, is you're a chairman of board and founder over at the Hispanic Business Network. And what I think you're doing over at HBN for short, which again stands for the Hispanic Business Network, I think it's awesome. And I think you're connecting a lot of leaders. So just to start off with, give us a little bit of the background of the history of the Hispanic Business Network for the listeners that aren't familiar with it, please.
Yes, thank you. Well, I founded Hispanic Business Network around 20 years ago. And the reason was that I was going to put the Hispanic community all together with different companies and different services. And the people was coming to our meetings once a month, frequently. And Hispanic Business Network is the only organization in Los Angeles that keep these kind of meetings once a month. And we have between 30 to 50 people every month. So, you know...
Jorge, that's amazing. So just to repeat that, I don't want to glance over that. This organization has been around over 20 years already. You've been connecting business owners and businesses and the communities, right, together. What do you think is kind of some of the special thing that makes the Hispanic Business Network last? Because I'll tell you, like, not most organizations like this, they don't last 20 plus years. I'm just throwing it out there. So you're doing something right. There's some magic happening over there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the need to do networking. That's basically what it is to know each other and to do business, introduce our business, our services, and people was keeping coming back. What is the magic? Well, I understand that it's very hard to put people together, but the magic is if you choose a good speaker. If the people start to feel comfortable between them, because it's something happening every month, so and it works, and it has been working for 20 years. Yes, it does. I mean, still we are helping a lot of people now that these goals.
Can you give an example, Jorge? And just so that, because I want people to understand a little bit more about some of the content and the speakers and things like that. So I know we don't have time to go through 20 years worth, but just to give an example, because I've attended some of these events and I think they're amazing. Can you give an example of maybe a speaker or two that you had that you were just like that just kind of stuck out to you, just to give the audience a little bit of a flavor for what to expect?
Yes. Okay. About the speaker, let's go for the next one. Let's see what we're gonna have next month on the 27th. We are going to have Jacqueline Cacho. Jacqueline is an immigrant, came here 3 years ago, very well known in the Hispanic community. She has a station and she has a television show, and she's coming to talk about how we can improve now, you know, with the pandemia, how we can feel better. So we invite her. And everyone is looking forward to see her. The other one we have in June, we have Sebastian Torres. She was the leader of the project SpaceX. And also he's coming. See, all the people, all the speakers are very, 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 very happy to come to our meetings because we are doing the right thing for the community at the same time. So it is very important. But one of the things that our meeting has, Adam, is that we do our meetings in Spanish. See? Mm. So people can, and this is the only one in Spanish that I know of about networking. So you can see there is a lot of Spanish groups, you know, but most of them are about, you know, all of them sell insurance or all of them sell, you know, some kind of cosmetics or, you know, or different groups that they're talking about some special business, no? Like I don't know, like credit cards, protection. No. This is the only Spanish group that I know of that speak Spanish in the network, and we have people from all over the community as well. So it's very, very interesting. Now, if you go to our page, HispanicGroup.com, you will see that all the page is in English. We speak English. But this network, especially this online network, is in Spanish.
Let's talk a little bit more about the on the online part of it. So I know in the past this has been, you know, only in person for the most part, and I know, you know, many groups and many organizations are making that transition online, which I still like the in person, but I think the online just gives a lot of potential now, because now people that maybe couldn't attend in the past, now they can attend from their desk if they're at work or other places. I mean, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Oh, yes, of course. I think that in the future is going to be both. Mm-hmm. And online is going to be now forever. The thing online has, besides that it's very comfortable, besides that you are home or you're in your office, besides all of this, you know what we do? We do mini groups. So we got the 40 or 50 people that we have, and we have the system to put them in mini groups of 3 or 4 for 10 minutes. So every time you go there, you're going to be able to be sitting in front of other partners, other people do other things, and the communication is going to be better. So if you do every meeting, we do 2 mini groups, 2 times, 10 minutes and 10 minutes. So I'm going to be sitting in front of 6 people talking about my business, and I'm going to be very specific, and actually I'm going to show what I'm doing. It's perfect. Now, you are right. When we do the things in person, That's another flavor, and that one is going to be, yeah, that one is the one. But about the online, it was perfect. It's going to be the best compliment, both of them.
I love it, and to me, yeah, I think it's going to be great, too, because what's going to happen, in my opinion, is a lot of the people that met online, and they maybe met a couple times, and maybe they were in these breakout sessions a couple times, you know, throughout the months or whatever, and they're like, oh, hey, how have you been? Or maybe they've talked on the phone. Then they get to see each other in person. They're like, oh, we finally meet in person. In the Hispanic community, I mean, we're very warm people. I think we're going to see a lot of hugs from people that have never met each other when we're allowed to hug again, right?
or vice versa, that you meet the people personally, and then you find them in the break room, and they, oh, these people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I need this, so I have someone who needs it. It's perfect. Now the combination is going to be perfect.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that side of it. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, so there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening. Let's talk about the benefits of the businesses kind of presenting this and offering this to their employees as a benefit at the workplace, like a place for them to connect and to go and the network. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because I think this is a big benefit for those big businesses out there that have Spanish-speaking employees and maybe don't have programs or other things in place for them. I think it's a great way for them to kind of help them.
Exactly. They can send, you know, someone in the office now. Nowadays, all the company has someone speaking in Spanish. And they can send that person to the online meetings. And that's basically we are the gateway to the Hispanic community. All the companies can go and see, can go to the Hispanic community through us. And this is what we want to do for the community. This is one of the things, give the opportunity to everyone to get to the Hispanic community, to our community, to see how they can help us. What we need. We need services, we need products, we need advices. So they can come. And then, you know, it's the best way to develop the business. So they can be now, you know, because sometimes people that don't speak Spanish doesn't know how to get the market. Doesn't know how to do it. But if you see lawyers, you see doctors, all of the lawyers have someone in the office that speaks Spanish, at least one. All the professionals, so send that professional to our meeting. They will meet people, they will find business for them through the Hispanic community. Now, we have a member, they can become a member. The membership is nothing. Membership costs $100 every 6 months, okay? I repeat, $100 every 6 months. And the advantage is that they can promote virtual events or seminars with our platform. So we do the seminar for them. They can invite, they can share this calendar, you know, to all the clients that they speak Spanish as well. They're gonna be in our HBN newsletter. We have live seminars, we got training. I mean, there is a lot of opportunities to develop their business in the Hispanic Business Network. So it is a very big thing. So it's amazing what we are doing, and it's working. It's working very, very well, Adam.
Wow, in 22 years and counting. It's just quite amazing. And I love it. And I love the mission and what you're doing and how this thing keeps growing. So, Jorge, that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information for the Hispanic Business Network, whether they want to join, as a corporate sponsor and send their employees, I mean, what's the best way for somebody to reach out and to connect with the Hispanic Business Network and learn more?
Okay, go to our website, HispanicGroup.com. HispanicGroup.com.
And then what a great URL, by the way. You must have had that one for a long time. HispanicGroup.com. Must have had it for 20 something years, because that thing will be taken.
Yeah, but let me tell you something else. I mean, if I have 30 more seconds.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You see, our mission from the very beginning, from when I found it, was education and networking, okay? And let me tell you a secret. When I found this, it was only in Spanish because my English wasn't enough, okay? And this is 20-something years ago. And it was about education and networking. So that's what we have been doing for the community all of these years. Educate us and networking. And now, for the last 3 years, we opened the gateway to the Hispanic community. Because in Los Angeles, we're going to have a better life if we all the community gets together. So we invite, you know, all the people to get to us. And we are going to have, in the future, meetings in English as well. And I have a very, very strong board of directors. It's not me. I couldn't do this by myself. I have very, 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 very nice people. Maybe you know some of them. You know, I have Matthew Hansen. I have Ariel Villacorta, Roxana Lisa, Taylor Perez. I have Javier Madera Camacho. Javier has been a motivator in Mexico for a long time, very well known. And, you know, all of us, we are doing this, you know, we're doing this together. So it's a group of directors, a group of people working together to this is possible. And always I have directors beside me that help me to do this, to follow this. Okay, this is the mission that we have, education and networking, and they say, okay, Jorge, you know what? Let's do it together. So it's not about only one person here. We are working together, and we are doing the right thing.
That's awesome. Well, Jorge, I already have the website memorized. So HispanicGroup.com, which you've had that URL for 20-something years, of course. Great URL again, HispanicGroup.com, if anybody listening wants to check it out and learn a little bit more and access that. And to Jorge, thank you again for coming on the show. To the audience. Yep. Thank you, Jorge. It's been a pleasure
thank
as
you,
always.
Thank you to you to give us this opportunity. Very, very nice of you, Adam. Thanks a lot. And I hope everyone can this coming 27th, 7 p.m. It's going to be a big one.
All right. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jorge, thanks again for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.